Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here. It's 6:48 on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigns as requested by President Trump. FAA issues emergency airworthiness directive on Boeing 737 MAX after fatal crash in Indonesia. Sedgwick County Councilor put on paid leave in a dispute growing out of an FBI probe. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Okay, we have northbound I-135. A potential traffic hazard here just north of 21st Street. The report was a box truck driving northbound with the back door open. Watch out for potential of something falling out of that box truck. Again, that's north of 21st. And we've also got a non-injury traffic accident on Kellogg at Rock Road. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cooler today with a 90% chance for rain and snow and a high of 40 degrees. We could see an inch or two of snow accumulation. Cold with a 30% chance for snow tonight. The overnight low 27. Friday, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 36. Now light rain. East wind at 7 miles per hour. 38 degrees. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. And we've got the Steve and Ted poll question. The exciting Steve and Ted poll question KNSSradio.com. Don Grant, ZFP, the money tracker.
Morning.
Who's here to ridicule whatever I do.
Yes, yes.
The question is, will you get a flu shot this year?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes is up to 11%. It was 9.
Wow.
Is this exciting? I already have 40%.
Yeah, but okay, so that means 50%.
Yeah. Say 48%. So, yeah.
So more people are getting them.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Have you been tracking this? People are tuning in every morning to find out what's going on with the Steve and Ted poll.
Okay, for those people who say no, don't be coughing on me.
Yeah,
don't be coming into work saying, oh, I feel fine.
Yeah. All right, Steve
don't
and
worry.
Ted poll.
Oh, you know, I love my favorite line is, it's not contagious. How the heck do they know whether it's contagious or not? Oh, it's beyond being contagious. You're not going to catch it from me. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm ranting.
Are we talking about
flus?
Oh, okay, fine.
By the way, I've been coughing all over that microphone all morning. Sorry,
yeah.
Don. And remember, I'm not contagious.
Remember, folks,
Don
was in the Navy for several years.
Well, when you're stacked three high in a room smaller than this studio, when you're 80 guys, if somebody has a cold, you know
then
it.
And everybody has a cold.
You're in Hong Kong and there's a, never mind. comments from KNSS Facebook.
You don't catch that from, it's not airborne.
Large alligator found in Kansas City hot tub. James says, heck, a Cajun or a Southeast Asian restaurant could make darn good eats from those.
Hmm. What?
Do they serve alligator in restaurants? I didn't know that.
Hmm. Sure.
I got some Facebook.
There's some right here in Wichita that serve alligator.
Radio.com. Yeah. Stocks rallied as investors were relieved to see that the U.S. midterm elections went largely as they expected they would. The S&P 500 closed at its highest in 4 weeks. The index climbed 58 points. Dow rose 545 points. The Nasdaq climbed 194 points.
Well, and the market has traditionally done better when there's split government.
Quinn, quick question. You just came in from the outside there. Don Grant,
raining.
CFP, the money tracker. Is it raining, snowing,
nice,
or what?
Nice, good, steady drizzle the whole way. Had the wipers on sort of middle intermittent. Intermittent.
I bet you didn't have your headlights on, though.
I did have my headlights on.
Don
because
Grant.
That's required. Whenever your wipers are going, your headlights need to be on.
Things pre-retirees need to talk about, including wiper blades. Here is Don Grant. CFP.
Here's one big wiper blade here. Yeah, wipe this. Well, a solid financial plan is pretty obvious need for those who are on track to retire within the next 10 years or so. It really should be in place well before that. But a plan is important, particularly for those years leading up to a future loss of employment income. In other words, retirement. I look at it that way. So you have a financial part covered, let's say. That means that you are comfortable, that you will have enough to create a lifestyle that you want and need. And if you've taken the next step, you know you'll know where you're going to live in retirement. Okay, you're done. That's all you need, right? Not. Well, how are you going to spend your time? That's so important. If you're buying a place on that golf course or next to the lake, it seems easy. You'll golf or fish. Sorry, but we've got to dig a little bit deeper. This sounds a bit cliche, but you need to have a bucket list and just to keep your time list. And time to create that list is now. That's because most bucket list things take some extreme planning. They're generally not spontaneous events. Much of your life may be connected to your work life. Professionals with clients get a lot of social time with those clients. Much of that will go away when you retire. Search your soul and learn what types of interactions with people you enjoy most, Steve, and begin to build those relationships before you retire, Steve. Well, actually, you have a pretty good life on the outside of your radio. Maybe you enjoy investing in real estate. Well, set up a group of investors, realtors, bankers who are friends. Get them together and create some social events like a regular weekly wine get-together or maybe a breakfast every Tuesday morning. The same goes for hiking or biking or mall walking. Now, these social structures will spill into other things to do with groups of individuals. That may involve becoming a super volunteer, whereby you dedicate your talents and yourself to an entity that does what you love. Bottom line, retirement is life, and planning is much more than just having the money to pay for it. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, the number 634-2222.
I had a quick personal note. I found out this morning that a gentleman I've known who's handled all of my insurance for the past almost 50 years passed away.
Oh, man.
Dwayne Ebert, State Farm agent down in Rose Hill.
Wow.
And Dwayne, you know, he was always there, ready to. He was a great agent. You know, when he had a claim, he was on. He was on.
Is he was? I mean, up until has he been working up until now? So he's been your he's your current agent.
He was.
Watch out! You're going to get all kinds of phone calls now.
Well into his 80s, but heck of a guy, and he.
That's great. It's nice to have those kind of relations.
I had a trust with this guy.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need in a relationship like insurance, or you know that's very, very important, and that's great you have that.
Hey, it's National Cappuccino Day, prepared with espresso, hot milk, and steamed milk foam.
Maybe I'll go get one of those.
Cappuccino. When I was in Greece in Athens, I was always, if you want coffee, do you want cappuccino? So anyway.
And what did you say?
I usually took the cappuccino.
Oh, just fancy.
It sounded cool.
It sounds European.
Sounds a little more sophisticated.
Plus, he could put his little finger up into the
air. Well, yeah.
And his nose as well. Oh, yes.
His nose. Who knows where that finger has been?
And that nose.
Never mind. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh,
coming
man,
up
oh,
at
man.
7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
He's honorary.
Airworthiness directive issued for the Boeing 737 MAX. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.